Blog Talk Radio.
Shut up. Sadness. Now, then I run where I'm from. Don't you know? Then I run where I'm from. You in my city, don't you know? I do this for you, partner. Play my theme song. Let the beat go. And we gon' ride this thing like this. Play my theme song.
Now.
Let the beat go. One time. First let me figure how to deliver bullets on the track, let my tongue be the trigger. Orange on the whip, black out the scrapes, and even hydraulics, I'm calling it Tigger. Fear brain rounds out the bando. I'm feeling on the only one that can though. Clip low when they bang, they drag like a chain, we'll spray the whole house. What you saying though? Look, that like the Porsche, next is so real. Can't be so wet like I drove out the pool. That's why they be hating, they think I'm a fool. Let's just make up stories like that would be cool. Like this, all you gotta do is stand out. Cause I never thought about fitting in, and I'm trying to keep my team sucker so small that a nigga couldn't even get a peek. Check it, putting on that text, we know it. Talking about them texts, you flowing. Miss how your girl next be going. Play a box like they should've put an X before it. They're literally killing it when I be spitting. The game is not dead, it just rose from the ground. You witness the royalty, gonna bring me a crown. Then I run where I'm from. Don't you know? Now you know this won't be right. Then I run where I'm from. If I ain't gonna get my big on the blend, don't you know? Feel me? Play my theme song. We do this thing all the way from GA.
Let it be go.
To Milwaukee, you dig? Play my theme song.
No.
Let it be go. See, boy, you in, partner.
How many rhymes have we got on the track? How many times have you heard us come whack? How many rappers out there need to give up a plaque? You're giving it back and living the slack. And that's fact. To be right and exact, I got a knife on my back. Your mic in his whack. I'm pricing the jack so I can elevate the game. You're lame, a shame, a flame, a maim. I blame this industry. But this ain't no mystery. 30 years of history. Crimes never been took. OG in front of you. Fool, just take a look. Thief, not a crook. Spent my childhood in a book. Kinda wild how I've been overlooked. Well, I'm a smile in this game, not a rook. When it comes to a chess piece, better grab your chest piece. I'm the best piece. I'm thinking the high freak. Big gun with the funk in the trunk. Puerto Rican mama teacher with the jug in the trunk. That's how I get down. Never let down, never ever gonna step down. Top of the staircase, it's a rare place. Rappers got a scared face, and it's rightfully so. Ain't really seeing me go till I'm ripping the show. They trouble for show, don't care if I'm gripping some dough. Might not be rap cat, still got a fast ass. Listen to these bars go
blast.
Then I
ran where I'm from. Don't you know? Don't know where I'm from, and y'all still want to get where we at, don't you know? Play my theme song. Let the beat go. Don't we run this shit? Play my theme song.
No.
Let the beat go. Let's go though. Yeah. Ain't we legendary? Now ain't we legendary? Woo. I've been running this thing for so long, I'm tired now. One time.
Good evening, Cyber World. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition, one of the most authentic radio shows on the internet on Blog Talk Radio. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me. And what's good? Happy Sunday. Welcome once again to another fantabulous show, keeping it real, keeping it underground, keeping it independent. That's what I'm known to do. Indie stars and legends both shine on TDR Radio. Starting off the top of the hour, brand new world premiere, Sounds of Dibs. That's my nephew from Atlanta. And of course, yours truly, theme song. That's for the heroes out there. For the heroes that are left in the game, you know what I'm saying? Lightweight, still representing, been doing stuff with Dibs since like 2009. So we got about a dozen tracks in, man. So we've been doing it. So hope you enjoyed that. Of course, calling in tonight from Oklahoma City, it's the man, Major Hustle. He's going to bless us with some of his music, some of his knowledge, and some of his foresight into the hip-hop game. He'll be joining us very shortly. He's waiting on the phone patiently. So, again, thank you for joining us. Man, Sunday, it just goes so quickly. You know, I'm a dude that, you know, I work a 9-to-5. I work 6 days a week. Before you know it, it's just over, man. You know what I'm saying? The weekend just kind of winds down rather quickly. So when Sunday night comes along, you tune into TDR Radio, get a few laughs, get some music, get some information, and a little bit of music news tonight. I'm just kind of randomly shooting on this. Normally I would kind of read something, but I had read up on this earlier and just, I hate to spread the gossip, but this hip-hop has become so gossipy. It is news, so what the hell, we'll touch on it. The new star from, Hot 97, man, you know, he does these internet radio, like he used to be on the radio, I think he used to be with the Breakfast Club back in the day, and now he does a lot of, from starring Buck Wild, you know, he's doing his own thing now, he got a lot of YouTube videos. I guess The Game was on the Breakfast Club. Real recently, man, and he straight up like threatened to break dude's jaw, and Star went ahead and told the New York Popos about it, and now The Game he's waiting to be arrested if he comes to New York in regards to this, man, and I guess this stems from some old beef about Star wouldn't have him on the show back in the day, back when the 50 Cent beef was brewing, and I guess he was really just trying to prevent another East Coast, West Coast kind of just maddening situation, you know, after the passing of Biggie and Tupac. So, man, you know, again, just I think hip-hop has just gotten so crazy. The Game has been involved in a lot of beefs, Young Thug. But I will say this, on a positive note about The Game, I heard a YouTube, it was like a snippet video. It was like 25 minutes long, and it had a bunch of snippets of songs off the documentary, too, that's supposed to be coming out. And I was kind of skeptical about this, but it really sounded pretty dope. I was actually pretty surprised. So we'll be looking forward to that Game documentary, too, coming up. And hopefully, you know, he can keep himself out of trouble and maybe go on tour and do some more big things in the hip-hop game. Again, calling in from Oklahoma City, it's the man, Major Hustle. He's on the line. Let's see what's on his mind tonight.
I'm pretty good. What's up with you, man?
What's the business? I can hear you loud and clear.
Already. Nothing much, man. Just sitting here chilling, listening to you, chopping it up. Glad to be on your show and, you know, multitasking, watching this game. Thank you for having me.
TDR Radio, man, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down. Gotta represent, gotta give the indie voice a platform, man. Gotta give the underground artist a platform to gain some kind of promotion, get the message out there. And damn it, I am the man to do it, Major Hustle. That's me, KDHP, and you already know this, homie.
Already, man. We appreciate it, too, man. You put it down, man. You do plug us up a lot, man, you know. I see a lot of that, you know, without you even have to say nothing. I appreciate that. So, you know, everybody out there appreciates you, too, for what you do for the underground. So, big salute.
It's good,
to
man.
Too,
it's plus, you know, like I said, it works both ways, man. You know, I got to have guests, and I really, you know, I'm just, you know, man, I'm slightly particular about who I have on the show. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to sound all funny style, but, you know, really, I have to have some kind of relationship, even if it's an internet relationship. Like, I don't have strangers on the show. That's just the way I am. Like, I have to have some kind of rapport with the individual. I have to feel that they're talented. I have to feel that they've been grinding. And, you know, I think that makes for a successful show. You know, I mean, I'll just keep it real. I've had a mistake recently where I had a celebrity on the show. They kind of threw me under the bus mid-show. It did not pan out real well for me. But I kept the PR professional, you know what I'm saying? He was a little bitter about some things, but, you know, they come on here and that's, you know, they got a right to say what they want to say. But, you know, my bad. lesson learned.
Yeah.
Go back to the indie and keep it real.
Yeah, keep it 100, and you know what I'm saying? You ain't no problems in this indie. What, you know, because you pay attention to what you're doing, and I'll be paying attention to you, you know what I'm saying? Man, be blasphemous, for real, with, you know, connects, with just chopping up with game, with experience, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, and, you know, the style, and, you know, the whole all around, so. We appreciate that.
It's a good lookout. I mean, we go back a minute, man. We go back a minute,
yeah,
and you know it's good.
Yeah.
That's one of the other good things is that, like I said, you know, I try to have some kind of relationship with the artists I have on the show. We go back some years, and we've never formally, you know, talked. So this is a chance for me. You know, not like we couldn't reach out. It takes a show for that. But people are busy. We got lives. We got things going on. But this is also a way for me to formally connect with the people that I had befriended in the past. And
real,
you know, man, it all works out. It's just all work. It all just comes together. I love it when the plan comes together. Like some Young Frankenstein shit, homie. Real talk.
You're connected dots. You hear me? Slash project.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, hey, again, man, again, welcome to the show. For my friends, listeners, followers, and just anybody that's on the damn internet who tuned in tonight, let us, you know, kick the pee about Major Hustle. What's going on, man? Please introduce yourself formally.
Exactly. I ain't scared. I ask some questions, but, you know, let me know something. If not, hey, let him know. We'll chop it up about it.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, man, I'm
that's
just
good,
kind of like... I'm excited. I'm just, you know, kind of contained a little bit. But, you know, my big homie gave me a call saying, "Hook, call me back, man. Let's make this happen on the weekend." And, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to hear the voice behind, you know, besides the music I'm listening to. And if you want to check out my man's music, I know most of y'all know about that. But, you know what I'm saying? If you checking him out for me, go listen to his music, man. He got some hot-ass shit, and the man's production is on point, too. So you can get some game from him on that. So, you know, shout-out to the big homie on that.
I appreciate that, man. You know, that's really why I try to get people to tune in is that, you know, a lot of people do like video blogs and they're big on video. I just, you know, man, I'm just a dude. I'm not real, but, you know, if I can't present it in HD, if I can't, you know, I'm not the cell phone video dude, the quick, you know, that's just how I am, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not real big on video blogging. So, you know, to get a chance to actually, you know, hear what I see, you know, obviously,
I know you a lot of analog, so you, for you to be on this digital game up on the tough now, you done came a long way on it, haven't you?
You know, man, like, been doing the show for almost, it'll be 5 years in January. Like I said, it's been a lot of fun. We pushing 100 shows. We pushing 5,000 listens. Pushing 5,000 profile views. I would prefer if it had an extra zero in there. I was, you know, it would be nice to have 50,000, but I'm going to take the 5 stacks. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that are doing. Go ahead, man. My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, you good. No, that's good. Hell, shit. There's a lot of people doing about 50 to 100, you know. That's
right. I mean, that's, you know, again, very humbly. It's, you know, man, it's hard, you know, man. You know, if you're not just that big superstar, it's hard to attain listens, views, buzz, followers on the internet, man, you know. So,
you got to grind for real on there because there's a lot of us out there doing that. So, you know, you got to set. Got to set yourself apart just like you're doing and you're doing for us. So, you know, it's great. Appreciate it. Man, it's a hard
road. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And, again, enjoy having good people like yourself on the show, man. We're about to go into a track from Major Hustle. You're tuned into TDR Radio, Thief the High Priest. This is called the MC. Do me a favor. Don't go nowhere because we'll be right back.
Yeah.
stay up on my hustle, cause the hustling pays it when the hustling plays. Everybody listen, cause I'm bringing the heat that was boiling in the kitchen. Music is my mission, it's never complete. And when I put it on paper, maybe it's coming from the street with a little engineering on a tight ass beat. Microphone levels is ready, now it's time to eat. Delivery is a must before you bust. Make sure you fine to your shit with the Midas touch. Go hard or go flush that shit down the toilet, cause it got to be banging if it's fucking with us. Some of that Oklahoma funk got you a rattling trunk. Got your hands on your nuts, homie, giving it up. It's the Oklahoma nightlife, living it up. With a tall Keller Miller's dog, tipping it up. Easily, I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. Homie, tell these bitches, get off my chips. I have no time to deal with these tricks. I'm still holding my nuts around the stage, and if you fuck up, I'm gonna get my page and I'll load my pen and laugh. Sit 16 on your motherfucking ass, my nigga. Friends are foes, whack niggas and hoes. Studio equipment and shows, baby mamas and clothes. It's some of the shit lost from fucking with those who claim are supposed to be on the same shit a nigga own. Bitch, nigga, be gone. Wearing feelings on your sleeve, only feelings that I'm feeling is Hennessy mixed with weed. I got no need for busters who be acting like they gon' keep it loyal when it really get to crack. It. Nigga, what's crackin'? Tell me what's happening. If you ain't major hustling, you ain't major factin'. Simple as that, then. No need for explaining. Make the moves. We Franco label bangin'. Late night hangin', throwin' salt on the real one. Mad, cause I rip the east side of the hill, son. I'm on the block, trying to stack a million. Do it live, I ain't got to fight the feeling. Easily, I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. Tell these haters I'm on my shit. And I don't mind if they ride my dick, cause I'm still on it. And all around the stage, and I'm fucked up on a whole nother page, and I'll load my pen and laugh. Spit 16 on your motherfucking ass, my nigga. 16 bars and 16 scars, whether it's 16 of yours or 16 of ours. Pulling up on your sweet 16 with 6 deep, nigga. 16 motherfucking cars to the show. We represent this motherfucking shit for the O. And we gon' make it bang everywhere that we go. Grab a microphone, spit 16 motherfucking bars, and rap it, let these motherfuckers know. Easily I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. Nigga, tell these bitches, get off my chips. I have no cash to get at these tricks, cause I'm still holding my nuts around the stage. And if you fuck up, I'm gonna get my page and I'll load my pen and laugh. Spin 16 on your motherfucking ass, my nigga. 16 bars, some of that all unadulterated funk. Some of that tweet off in your ear, or that rumble off in your trunk, my nigga. Go ahead, get you about 16 ounces of gin. Cold ass motherfucking beat, let your 16 come in.
My nigga.
TDR Radio, Major Hustle. He's spitting lead on your motherfucking ass. Man, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's, I likes that, man. I likes that. That was hot. Hey, I want everyone to do me a big favor. Follow Thief the High Priest at Twitter, at David Priest Bennett, at 1T. I'm the only Mexican Jewish person on Facebook, probably. And like Thief the High Priest at Facebook, too, and SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Got to check out the SoundCloud. Thank you for all the almost 800 followers, 40,000 plays. It's on 5 pages, but it's still 40,000 plays, and I'm going to take them, and I'm going to love them, and I love y'all, and I love y'all. Major Hustle, man. You kind of, when
yes,
you,
sir.
That's how you do them? That's how you do them, bro? That's really, that's how you do them?
Man, yeah, that's a little bit, that's kind of like, that's a little bit like 2-3 years old, 2-4, a little bit about that. I kind of channeled that little NWA on the hook, and you know what I'm saying, it kind of 50-50 written in freestyle. Just, I had some aggression I had to get out, and then came out on that beat, and my boy Hugh Dawg dropped that track with that old school funk on it, so you know what I mean, I had to come like that with it on that one, you know?
That was like, you know, man, that was like a gangster smoothie. That was like a gangster smoothie,
yeah.
And some of them chunks I couldn't get through the straw because they was too rough, rugged, and raw.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a Oreo smoothie, man.
Trying
to suck it up, and I had to suck it up. You know what I'm saying?
that was that booger sugar. That little bit of that booger sugar. You know, I had to. Man, that was Yeah,
that's more like a Culver's concrete mixer, bro. You know what I'm saying? Kind of thinking Chuck. I like it. No, man, but you know what? For real, like I've heard some of your stuff, but that was, you know, man, I would have to put that up there with one of my faves, man. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, you know I'm from that, you know I'm from that era, and I got the interpolation right away. You know, I got the nice twist on the hook. You know what I'm saying? So that was, you know what? You did your thing, man. So good. Good. That's good music right there, man. That's what's up.
I'm just trying to, you know, keep it, mix it up with a little newer old school, you know what I mean? Just come straight off the brain with the top of it. So I appreciate that, man. Then that's old stuff.
That's what,
too, so.
That's good. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's good list. That's good listening right there, my brother. So let's talk about the scene. Let's talk about the scene in Oklahoma, man. What is the hip hop scene in Oklahoma like?
So I mean, it's kind of like it's a fresh market out here, really. And we really kind of got the ability to create what we want to do. You know, we got our own canvas. It's kind of like a blank canvas. We got some people that, you know, did some things from out here and got little deals and stuff like that. You know, like Nitro. We got some Young Fools. My partner, shout out to him. We got some the cold producers out here that work with Oka producers and stuff like that. So that's where you get the funk from. But it's really kind of, we kind of really got leeway to do our own thing, and, you know, because we really building the stuff now, and then they got, you know, we got a lot of bars and stuff, artsy stuff starting to open up, and they kind of starting to feel the local hip-hop scene. You know, we got country and alternative and stuff like that, you know, down local out here on that. But, you know, they just now kind of getting, it's kind of like, it could be our own Atlanta out here of our own whatever, because, you know, we got a little bit of all styles out here, you know, west, east coast, down south, you know. You got hip-hop heads out here, too. We just recently got some Universal Zulus out here. So, you know, it's been kind of really started back like in the early 90s, but it really kind of got really popping in 2000. And then like in the later, after, you know, 2005 and stuff like that, you know, everybody started getting had to get a little business game learned down, because, you know, it's really, we can kind of do what we want to do and run our own shows pretty much, hosted, you know. From the tutor to the rooter, you know, from sound man to the doorman to all that. So it's kind of like you really learning the business game from the jump out here. You know what I mean? Besides the blueprints that you got from your, you know, forefathers on the funk and hip hop and all that, you can kind of take that and mess it up and do what you want to do out here as long as you got your business game together. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And, you know, I just love, you know, I love them. Those untapped markets. I love what people might not think. You know, again, I'm in one of them. You know, I've spoken on, you know, you love to hear the story again and again, like MC saying, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Not, you know, here's the deal with us. Like, I would have to say, like, I hate to admit it, I'm just not up on a lot of new young hip-hop artists from the city. It is what it is. I'm old, damn it, and I stick to what I know, and that's just the way it is. But if I hear something, I will give them their props. But as far as, like major players in the city, like, we got a dude from here named Strickland. Like, he is currently with the group, the EMC, that's Master Ace's group, doing a lot of, you know, this dude is, like, a firefighter, and he, like, does some international touring with Master Ace. So this dude, he's doing his thing. Like, a lot of people don't know about him. A lot of people might not hear about this. You know, I mean, it's, you know, that's, but he's, you know, international touring, this dude. And he's, you know, this is a cat that's been around from like the 80s, man. So kind of a major player. We had a dude named Cuckoo Cow, had a hit called My Projects in like 2000, 2001. He was signed to Tommy Boy. His deal disintegrated, and just keeping it real, he'll even tell you himself, he has some personal substance abuse problems that just kind of plagued his career. He's on the rise up, trying to do some new stuff with a a business called EMG, Eternal Music Group, man. So, but I would look at Oklahoma as almost like, you know, man, you're kind of pushing the Midwest. You know, you're kind of crunched between Chicago and Texas. So you're south, but you still got some Midwest in you. So, you know, man.
Yeah, southwest.
Right, exactly.
Cause we,
so that's,
we grew up,
you know,
on, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
We had a lot of Texas music come through here. We had a lot of Chicago music come through here, and then we had, you know, Aero Master P and all of Louisiana and down south and all that. Then, but we was mostly like the people that I was growing up with, we mostly was more of West Coast, though. But we still knew about our Public Enemies, Terminator X's, Rock Hymns, R&B's, DOS Effects, you know what I'm saying? Buster Rhymes.
Creep is always risen to the top. No matter where you're at on the map, you know, man, if it's good, it made an impact, you know, no matter where you're at, man, you know what I'm saying? But I just... you know, it's just, I can tell even just by talking to you, man, like you have a lot of, you know, a lot of Southern sensibilities, a sense of Southern hospitality, and I really, that would be really refreshing, and that's kind of, hip-hop could use a good dose of that, man. You know, hip-hop could use a good dose of that.
Like, I'd be trying to be my policy, because it's just like, you know, like, if I invite somebody over to my house and stuff like that, and I invited you over there, I want you to come have a good time, you know what I'm saying, and relax and be able to, you know, feel like, you know, you ain't going to have, unless you're that good, but all your shows ain't going to be, you know, just perfect, gloomy, and go straight through.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time,
That's everywhere.
But when you come to my crib or come to my city or whatever like that, if I can do, I'm gonna try to show you some of that little hospitality, because it'd be the same thing if I came to your city, you know what I mean? And I want you to introduce you to some people, you know, just treat your people good, you know, especially somebody don't have to come do it, and they spending their own money to come see you. So, you know, that's how I feel about my cost or your cost, as long as we cool as a fan, you can come kick it and, you know, libation and have a good time. So, you know what I mean? That's going to be like that, you know.
That's what it's all about. You know, like I was going to say, just very refreshing attitude, great sense of musicality, and just, you know, we all learned a little something about, you know, Oklahoma. So, hey, man, you know, like I said, I mean, damn it, if this half-hour show didn't, you know, talk about just dust in the wind. Oh. Damn, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I should have the Kansas song playing in the background. I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Hey, we're going to definitely have you back, man. But, again, it's been a pleasure. I've truly enjoyed the show. You got any last parting words for the listeners out there tonight on the way out of here?
I just want to say, everybody tuning in tonight, appreciate you for tuning in. Keep riding with me. This is my boy, Deke the High Priest. This is the OG, triple OG in the game. Learn about him, know about him. Know about him. If you want to holler at me, catch me on any of them sites, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube/Major Hustle. And you can Google me. I got a website. You can go through Wix and look for me. But I got, you know, just check me out if you like it. Hey. So hit the like button. Check out my boy, too. And shout out Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for having me on the show tonight.
That's what's up, man. It's been a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun, too. We're going to have you back again. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been tuned in. TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, Major Hustle. We do it big or we don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? Out here tonight with a little R&B track. You know, this is Mercedes 23. You see what I'm saying? Give a listen. And imparting, as always, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.